A woman who was in and out of psychiatric care during the 1970s has spoken of being subjected to excessive electroconvulsive therapy, or ECT, and the debilitating effect it's had on her life. Joan Bellingham, who is 68, was first admitted to Princess Margaret Hospital in Christchurch at the age of 18. She has given evidence to the Royal Commission inquiring into abuse in state and faith-based care. Reporter Andrew McRae has been at the hearing in Auckland today.
Joan Bellingham was a trainee nurse at Burwood Hospital when word got out that she was gay. She says from then on, staff picked on her, and after being falsely accused of stealing drugs, she was quickly whipped away and admitted as a psychiatric patient, where she stayed on and off for the next 12 years.
I recall my mother also being deeply anxious I was in hospital and wanted to know why I needed to be there. But you didn't question the doctor's authority during those times. They were like gods.
After being given excessive doses of antipsychotic drugs, ECT was to follow.
On the 2nd, the 4th, the 9th, the 11th, the 15th, the 18th, the 22nd, the 24th.
Ms. Bellingham says there were no regular patterns to the ECT, and sometimes it happened twice a day.
They would give me a muscle relaxant to paralyse me. It felt like razor blades going through my body. You were fully awake during this time. You could see the silver machine and the assistants holding the electrodes. They would place the electrodes around my head before I became unconscious. Every time after shock therapy, I felt faint, dizzy, and vomited.
She says she became institutionalised to the point of asking for ECT.
And they would give it to me. I ended up hating myself so much. It was a form of self-loathing, which I believe was caused by the medication I was given.
She recounted other horrible experiences she faced while in care.
I remember one time I was put into a room with nothing in there and needed to go to the toilet at night. There were no bells, nothing at all in the room. I was given a large amount of drugs and I couldn't walk. I couldn't make it to the toilet, so I peed on the floor, to which I was punished. I was like a walking zombie.
Joan Bellingham says she tried a number of times to complain about her treatment and care.
I was never even sure whether we as patients could make an official complaint. No one ever listened.
Ms. Bellingham at various times was described as an alcoholic, schizophrenic and a drugs addict, which all weren't true. She contracted hepatitis C, possibly from unsterilised ECT equipment. And many years later, in a letter from her GP, another revelation.
Since I have known Joan for the last 24 years, I've seen her through a variety of stresses in her life, but she has never exhibited any signs of mental disorder.
Joan Bellingham says her life would have turned out very differently if she hadn't been misdiagnosed. She says the redress process for anyone mistreated in state or faith-based care should be as uncomplicated as possible.
There should be one short process, and I think there should be compensation for that, and then finish. That should be the end, not this lengthy process of not being believed, being believed, not being believed.
Joan Bellingham says she wouldn't wish what happened to her on anyone else. For Checkpoint, call Andrew McRae, 10A.